a party. We're all at the party, and no one here will miss you.
Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
She's making sure she's not dreaming. See the lights of the neighbor's house. Now she's starting. This is Sweet Dean. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hey, how's everybody doing? Glad to be here. Haven't been here in a while. But you know it's Martin Luther King Day. You know I couldn't miss this day for the world. And I'm so thankful that I have this outlet. Thank you for my blessings, God. And thank you that I'm able to say thank you to Dr. Martin Luther King and that I'm able to dedicate this show to him. So we're going to start it off. It's all about Dr. Martin Luther King. What a great man. I wish I could have met Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, when I speak to people that were during his times, I always ask them, how did it feel to be in those times? You know, what was it like? And, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King, how did you do it? And he was so great. And, so we're going to start it off with Nas and Lauryn Hill. If I ruled the world, if Dr. Martin Luther King ruled the world.
Smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today. In these last days until where to be. Paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cash, lost tribe of Shabazz. Free at last. Brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew. How we do? Trees for breakfast. Dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies. History's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn tripe life to lavish. Political prisoner set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities. And reverse things to willies. It sound foul, but every girl I meet will go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
thugs living worried, ducked down in car seats, heat's mandatory, running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for papes, these are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state, wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get laced, flip the A stack to safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cocked hammer, making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler, cause you could have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit, if I ruled the world and everything in it, sky's the limit, I push the Q45 infinite, it wouldn't be no such thing as
jealousies, a B felony, strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck, better find out before your time's out, what the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that,
I free all my sons.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days and times.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I rule, I'd free all my sons.
If I rule, I'd love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days and times.
If I rule the world.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is a faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, This must become true. And so let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens,
WMFO.org, 91.5 FM. That's Martin Luther King Jr., the I Have a Dream speech. Martin Luther King Jr. was the best speaker in the world. And he was a great man. And he died for his people. He died for me. He really did. And I thank him for that. And I want to thank all the people with him and that were with him during those times, because it's what you did that made Barack Obama president, that made me not have to get beaten or whipped or killed or anything of that nature. And not let what people think of us as a people or me as a person fluctuate. So I want Dr. Martin Luther King to be my angel. He's all of our angels, and we know this. But I especially want him to be my angel. He was a pastor, peaceful, caring, giving, positive, smart, not fearful, a leader, funny. So we're going to play songs about Dr. Martin Luther King. And then I'm gonna do the prayer of the day, and then I'm gonna end the show with a little something. So let's go and hear. Hold on, let's go and hear "Tell 'Em" by Lauryn Hill. Martin Luther King, you were a blessing to me and my people. Yeah. You were caring. And tell him, Lauryn Hill. Him. I don't know right. What else. I don't know what I could ever say, no. Dr. Martin Luther King. No. But tell him, sweet, Lauryn sweet. Hill.
Let me be patient, let me be kind, make me unselfish without being blind. Though I may suffer, I'll envy it not, and endure what comes, 'cause he's all that I gotta tell him. Tell him I need.
Tell him, and that's just from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his caring nature. Before that, we had If I Ruled the World, and that's for his peaceful and his pastoral self. The next one is for his giving. We Are the World, Michael Jackson, an artist. That's for Dr. Martin Luther King's giving nature. Now we have his positive nature.
Blackness. Keep on. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change. The center is the living legacy to Dr. King and his dream.
He had a dream?
Oh, yes. He had a dream for freedom, justice, and equality for all people, everywhere.
What's this?
This is the Nobel Peace Prize awarded to Dr. King for his nonviolent work.
What's that?
That's the proclamation declaring Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a national holiday, a holiday for peace.
Was Dr. King a good man?
Was he a smart man?
Was he a kind man?
Yes, he was all of these things.
How come you know so much about him?
Yeah!
Because he was also my father.
Okay, so that's for Dr. Martin Luther King. That's his song that was made especially for him. Now he was a smart man. We're going to hear School Days, Chuck Berry. WMFO.org, 91.5 FM.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the hall, then into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
All right, so that was for Dr. Martin Luther King and his smarts. Now we got... Let me see. What was this one for? Let me think. Not fearful. He wasn't fearful. So we got Bob Marley, Get Up, Stand Up.
Or someone would say we're coming in from the cold. Or another one would say the sun is shining and the weather is sweet. And someone would say is this love. And everyone would say everything. Let's move it. Get up, stand up.
stand up. Don't give up the fight, yeah. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
WMFO 91.5 FM. It's now time for the prayer of the day. Dear God, thank you for everything you do for me. Thank you for that I woke up today. I want to say thank you for my degree from Emerson College and all everyone there. And just, I want to say thank you. When my mother and father died, I had no one to be there for me except my grandmother, but the school was really there for me, and I wouldn't have done it without them. I got my degree from my mother, and even though no one's proud, I know she is, and I did it for her. So I know she's proud of me, and it was hard. Almost didn't do it, but I did it. And I got tons of loans from it. I know if my mother and father were here, they would have helped me with that. But I miss them tremendously, like I miss Dr. Martin Luther King. You guys hear me talk about Whitney Houston and Aaliyah and Luther. I miss all of them. Of course, from my connection of losing my parents. But I'm praying, God, to you to get my finances in order. It's been so hard for me in that area, and I want to get it right. I don't want to give up on my dream, God. And no matter what you do, don't let me give up on my dream. They say that. I'm reading a book by Joel Osteen. It's called Think Better, Live Better. And he says in it, you're not valued by what people think of you, but you're valued by what God thinks of you. And I know how God thinks of me, and I know he thinks I'm great. So thank you for thinking I'm great, God, even though nobody else does. And I pray for positive, supportive people to surround me. People that, you know, want to see me fulfill my dreams and make it. And just because I'm poor or I'm not the greatest looking woman in the world, or I don't have money, or I don't have, you know, or that right now I'm emotional. I guess that would mean I'm not a good person, huh? But I just want to live, God, live my life, get it together. I know you'll help me. And I just want to be left alone. I want to be surrounded by positive, supportive people, but I don't want to, you know, feel like I'm failing. And I don't know how anybody could want to smash someone's dreams or anything like that. That's so cruel. But I'm never going to give up. I don't care if I'm 70 and I fulfill my dreams when I'm 70. I don't care. But that's my prayer, God. And anybody out there that wants to meet somebody that is nice, caring, generous, loving. And the list goes on. I don't want to get too emotional. But I got this song that was my grandmother's favorite song. And it's called, if I can get it. I'm having a lot of technical difficulties. I hate that I'm so emotional. But when you have nobody, you know, Oprah, she took her blessings and she helped other people. That's why she would make a good president, too. She doesn't say negative things about people. She helps them. Thank you for that, Oprah. And I think Lauryn Hill would make a good president, too. WMFO.org.
Mother Nature's only godchild. Society salutes you today. And we'd like to say, God bless Miss Black America. Watch over Miss Black America. She cried tears of success. We wish her long happiness.
Miss Black America.
Sisters, we're all so very proud of that natural look we see among the crowd. Worldwide admiration from nation to nation. They love you.